Good morning, KC. It is a Rocket and Teresa show. A couple of real things just happened. One, I turned my phone on Facebook, and the first thing that pops up is this, Tara. Can you see that from Teresa?
Yes, I can.
I just laughed out loud.
Why don't you read it out loud? It's my Facebook post from last night.
Yeah, it just says, does it make me a bad mom if my kids are eating yogurt with a fork because we're out of clean spoons? Question mark.
My favorite thing about this is that I did that just being silly, yeah. And I got a lot of silly responses. I got a few very sincere people trying to console me going, Teresa, you are not a bad mom, which I appreciate. And then I got a few people that were saying things like, hey, at least they have food, or my kid eats yogurt with a straw, just things basically making me sound like the good mom.
It's just one of those things that's a reality check that happens, and I know you're probably like, oh, dadgummit.
And then I got the good ones that were saying things like, I think those boys can wash spoons just as much as you can. Why don't they get their butts in the kitchen?
It's funny how just some words will just set people off in a good way or a bad way.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
Good morning, Casey. It is a Rocket and Teresa show.
It is 7:45, and the parent, you didn't hear the story. I can't believe
you missed it.
This is a big story yesterday afternoon. So the parents of a young child rescued from a submerged vehicle say he will be okay. He escaped with minor injuries. Happened yesterday afternoon. His mom apparently left him in the car with the engine running, thinking she's just going to run inside the building really fast. I think she was at a daycare. He slipped the car into gear.
Oh.
So it rolled down the hill, went into Brush Creek. Now listen to this. This is the best part. A Kansas City Fire Department rescue team happened to be driving by.
And they witnessed it.
And they waved him down. And so they were able to get there quickly and save the child. I mean, isn't that crazy? What are the odds? That's called angels watching over
you. Yes, it is.
I mean, they're going by right at the time. And they were able to pull him over and say, please help.
And look, nobody's judging. As a parent, we all make mistakes. Just don't ever leave the car running. Take the keys out.
That's scary. Tickets to President Trump's first State of the Union address, which is tonight, have to be reprinted because of a major typo. The tickets say the speech will address the State of the Union.
Union.
The sergeant at arms admitted the mistake and said its office is fixing it and redistributing the tickets. I'm sure President Trump's going, great, that's just what I need.
Yeah.
Fewer people are tuning in to watch the Grammys. Sunday night's 3.5-hour presentation of the 60th annual Grammy Awards on CBS brought in 19.8 million viewers. That's a 24% drop from last year and the lowest since 2009. Now, Rocket and I were talking about this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's because people don't care. I think it's the way
different ways people are watching
their shows now, especially millennials like Tara, who have maybe don't have cable, but have Netflix and Hulu,
like
or watch things on YouTube. Because if you go to YouTube right now, I'm going to go through the top trending videos.
Okay.
Number one, Bruno Mars and Cardi B, live performance from the Grammys.
That's right.
Over 5.6 million views. Number two is the bit that James Corden did where he had celebrities auditioning to read Fire and Fury, the book, out loud.
I saw
that
trending
too. Grammys.
Yep.
Childish Gambino, Grammy Awards performance, over 1 million views. That's number three. All the videos, like in the top five, are from the Grammys.
I agree.
I think it's just a different form of watching.
I don't think it's a lack of interest. We just can't afford cable, so we have to look up highlights and stuff. That's just the way it is.
I get it. Thousands of Americans are setting alarms to watch the super blue blood moon and lunar eclipse. Now, we figured out what this morning because we don't know first grade science. Thank you to the people that called in and to our friend Sarah, who shared the letter that she got from her daughter's teacher. So this is what it is. It's tomorrow. And it a blue moon, we found out, is when you have two full moons in one month.
Let me process that. Okay, go ahead.
Then you have the blood moon is from the lunar eclipse, and it makes it look kind of reddish-orange.
Okay.
And then a super moon is because it's so close. It's like closer to us than normal. So that's why it's a super blue blood moon.
Now, will we see it clear, or is it certain parts of the country?
We will be able to see it. We are not in one of the states where they say you will have. NASA released a few states and said this is the best view, and we are not one of them. But we should be able to see it.
It's red. It's close to us. It's the second full moon of the month.
I get sad, though, because when you say super blue blood moon, I want to see a blue moon, like actual color blue. I'm a little bit disappointed.
Agreed.
And today, finally, is National Plan for Vacation Day.
You and I have been doing this for the last few days.
We have, but it's interesting why we have this day. It is meant to remind you to make use of the vacation time you have coming up. Rocket and I never had a problem with this. We love using our vacation days, but I guess a lot of people, American workers, let more than 600 million vacation days go unused every single year.
Unacceptable.
And most companies, if you don't use it, you lose it. And I don't know if it's because they just feel they can't take off. They don't have someone to cover for them. They just don't get around to it. Maybe they can't afford. You know what? If you can't afford it, take a day off and stay at home.
Yes.
Take a nap. 600 million vacation days unused.
I'll take some.
There you go.
Yeah, how you doing? My name is Machine Gun Kelly.
Love it.
Hey, this is Ariana Grande.
I like her voice.
I like her.
Mix 93.3, Kansas City's number one hit music station.